from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Astros, they are back at it against the Cincinnati Reds tonight. And here is the lineup, and there's really a piece that I want to get to. Altuve and Alvarez. Alvarez is in left field with Diaz in the three spot as the DH. And Bregman, yes, is back, but he is playing third base. Caratini is catching and hitting fifth behind Bregman, Pena, Gamble, DeZinzo's at first, and then Jazz McCormick is in center field tonight while Jake is away. The one that jumps out, obviously, is, yay, Alex Bregman's in the lineup. Alex Bregman's batting fourth in the lineup.
It feels huge.
Interesting. Alex Bregman is playing third base after having to miss 4 or 5 games in a row. He has not played since he was ejected in last Thursday's game. And they said there was swelling in the elbow, and so he missed the rest of that Royals series, missed the first game of the Red Series. And Clint, he's back in, and he's back in at third base. Your thoughts on everything surrounding Bregman, Bregman being back, batting fourth, and playing in the field immediately?
Well, look, here's the thing. The playing in the field thing is, it actually comforts me, to be honest with you. Yeah, because look, they got to be complete idiots if they're playing him in the field, and that's what's bothering him, or that's what's causing him the issues. There has to be minimal to no risk if Bregman's playing in the field when you've got a team full of DH. You got 22 games left in the regular season. Ain't nobody needs that level of rest to where you could compromise Alex Bregman by playing him in the field. If Bregman needed to be a DH, and that was in his best interest in terms of allowing him to play and be healthy, I got to believe that the Astros would do that. I know they throw us curveballs with how they communicate with the media about injuries, but I mean, they got to be complete idiots if they're playing Bregman in the field and that is adding risk to him not being able to play, period, across the board. So
I'm trying to do the best I can.
I hear you, baby. The third base thing doesn't bother me. If anything, right now I choose to look at it and say that tells me that whatever damage is in there, it can obviously flare up at any time, but whatever damage is in there, we're not going to lose him because he throws a ball across the diamond. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll regret it later, but that's just where I'm at. I can't take their inability to communicate injuries to the media. I can't take that so far and say, well, they're just going to recklessly play Alex Bregman at third base. I personally can't go there. Batting fourth, I don't get. I mean, he was the hottest hitter in Major League Baseball, with the exception of Judge, I guess, who's hitting 400 home runs this year. But I mean, he was in the two hole. He was swinging it. Hell, at times he was carrying the team. So I don't know why you would bump him down to the four hole and leave Alvarez in the two hole. But here we are. I would bat him in the two hole right now.
Yeah, the Bregman thing is odd to me, because I'm asking myself, when he came back after the series against the White Sox, and had he not played, I don't know, like 5, 6, 7 consecutive games at third base, would he have had to miss, what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday's game? Would he have had to miss 4 games in a row? I don't know. I don't know where. To me, it would just make sense that it flares up when he has to throw, and not as much when he has to swing. I don't know. just doesn't. I mean, when you think about elbow soreness, is that coming back from him swinging? Where is that coming from? Like you said, you would think if there was any reasoning or feeling to not that this would put him in a situation where he's got to miss 4 or 5 games again, like he has now had to do twice, they wouldn't put him over there. I just don't know how it makes sense that the highest level of protection of not having to have Alex Bregman miss 4 or 5 games wouldn't be for him not to have to throw if he keeps getting swelling in an elbow.
Cream always rises.
That is his throwing elbow. I don't know. Obviously, they know better than we do, and maybe it is just coming from how he's sleeping or just swelling comes up. I don't know. It just would seem for him to have to throw a baseball would add more pressure to that elbow and would not be something that would help that. So I think it's very odd to me that he's coming right in to play third base. That one is weird to me that he would come in to play third base. And it'll be very disappointing if we run into another stretch and we hear, oh, Alex Burton got to miss another 5 ball games. And to me, it would make sense. Minimize the issues with the elbow. I would think throwing the ball would minimize the issues with an elbow. So I don't know. We've heard him say a bunch of different things with it. It doesn't hurt when he throws or swings. Sometimes it does. It hurts when he's doing non-baseball things is when it flares up. I don't know. It is a weird thing that this keeps coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.